Hey, this is Dustin, and you're listening to episode 42 of Secret Grasp, a paranormal podcast about the strangest and most mysterious aspects of our world. Today, I'm going to talk about how to know if you've been abducted by aliens, some signs that you can look for. So, there's been a lot of talk recently about the U.S. releasing like videos of UFO encounters. A couple years ago, there were people like planning to storm Area 51, and it kind of seems like the buzz about aliens is at an all-time high. But what if the aliens are already visiting you directly? So that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. If you believe you've been abducted by aliens, there's like a bunch of different signs that you can experience. These include missing time, physical signs like cuts or implants, waking up in a different place than you went to sleep, and many others. So after you listen to this podcast, you're going to know what an alien abduction is, the different parts of a typical alien abduction experience, and possible signs of an alien abduction. We'll also talk about some more scientific or skeptical theories about what causes these experiences and what conditions make you more likely to experience an abduction so that you can avoid them. Or I guess if you're real crazy and you want to be abducted by aliens, maybe they will cause the experience. But what is an alien abduction? So alien abductions are actually a whole category of phenomenon that can occur, but usually they get lumped together into one thing. So for example, people are most commonly visited by the stereotypical little gray men type aliens with the little bodies and the big heads and the eyes. You probably know what I'm talking about, but there's also people that are visited by reptilians and other types of aliens. So that can happen too, even if it's less common. There's some common psychological and physical things that seem to happen to most abduction victims, though. Abductees normally feel like they're being visited or kidnapped against their will. Usually the phenomenon occurs when a person is either waking up in bed with the aliens standing around them, or aboard a spaceship having medical procedures performed on them. The medical procedures that are most commonly involved either are anal probing or something to do with the victim's reproductive organs. There's some women that feel like the aliens are even like implanting baby aliens into them and stuff, and then they get pregnant and give birth, which is kind of a weird situation. But alien abductions are most common in the US and other English-speaking countries, but it does happen in other places all around the world, basically. So an alien abduction typically will have some or all of these parts. So first are the warning signs. Before an abduction occurs, sometimes people have signs that an abduction is imminent. First time a person is abducted, they may not realize this until after the fact, but after you've had repeat abductions, it can be useful for telling when an abduction is imminent. This is kind of similar to like, apparently, if you're going to have a seizure, some people can kind of like feel or sense that the seizure is going to come on. So signs that you might be about to get abducted by aliens include like your TV or other electronics suddenly acting really weird, turning on and off by themselves, as well as feeling like you're being watched, hearing a strange humming noise outside your house or your vehicle. So after the warning signs is the actual capture. So during this phase of the alien abduction, the person feels helpless, like they're being captured. You might be in bed and then feel like you're awake and aware of what's going on, but unable to move or cry for help. And if a person encounters a UFO while driving at night, their car's engine and electronics may suddenly stop working. And they may either be removed from their vehicle by a bright light, like a tractor beam, or the entire vehicle might just get like lifted up into the UFO. Once you're in the UFO or you've been like captured by the aliens, then there's the procedures and being examined. So typically aliens will look a person over, similar to how your doctor gives you a medical checkup. This involves external examinations of the ears and mouth, reflex testing and similar tests, and internal probes and scopes. Psychological testing can also be done. Sometimes you'll get a tour of the craft. So this is a less common experience, but the aliens sometimes give the abductees a tour of the UFO. They may simply be moving them around from one part of the ship to another to perform their experiments and stuff, or it might be like an intentional tour showing you how the ship works and stuff. Sometimes there's a conversation that goes along with this. The aliens might speak to the abductee and give them a message. Usually this is done telepathically, although sometimes the aliens are able to speak aloud in the abductee's own language. The conversations that you have can vary. Sometimes it's like a warning that the use of nuclear weapons are going to happen, or telling people to stop harming the environment, that kind of thing. Sometimes it's more personal, like telling a person that there's a higher purpose for them, such as if they've been like impregnated with a child with alien DNA or something. And then after it's done, there's the return. So after everything's happened, you usually get returned to exactly where you were, although sometimes they may end up in a different place or something might seem off. For example, you could go to bed naked, but then wake up with your pajamas on and not remember putting your pajamas on in the night. That kind of thing can, like, disjointed things that don't make sense. Sometimes there's an experience of time loss too, especially for people who have been abducted while driving. It's common for them to end up hundreds of miles from where they originally began. The clocks will indicate several hours have passed, even if it feels like it's only been a few minutes. Sometimes people won't remember that an abduction experience happened at all, but simply the large number of hours have passed, which can't be explained. And it might simply seem like a gap in their memory. Only later, sometimes this gets revealed as an abduction experience under hypnosis. So yeah, you might not even realize that you've been abducted. You could just be like driving your car, maybe you see a UFO, and then the next thing you know, you're just like hours and hours down the highway. Then there's post-abduction effects. So an abductee might suffer from a variety of physical or psychological impacts after their experience. Abductions can sometimes leave behind physical signs like scars, cuts, embedded microchips, even other evidence of medical procedures that have been completed, like cuts on the wrists, back, ankles, and neck that looks like they were made by lasers tend to be the most common. Sometimes an abductee will feel a sense of connection or love towards the aliens that they've encountered. Other times, they can experience extreme fear, confusion, paranoia, PTSD, and worry that the aliens will return again or that they're watching them. Female abductees may experience reproductive issues, either suddenly finding themselves pregnant despite not being sexually active or suddenly rendered infertile. And the scientific explanation for the alien abduction phenomenon is, most commonly, it's just sleep paralysis. This is like a condition where your mind wakes up, but your body is still asleep. And as a result, you might be unable to move your body, but you're conscious and you can see and hear what's around you. However, it might feel dreamlike. You might experience hallucinations, and especially feeling that somebody else is in the room with you is quite common. A lot of people see demons, but I guess aliens can also happen during sleep paralysis. So this is pretty terrifying, but scientists do have theories and explanations about why it happens. And if you believe that you're experiencing sleep paralysis, it's normally best to close your eyes and try and wiggle a finger or a toe, and your body will gradually start to wake up. But if you just keep your eyes closed, then you won't see the hallucinations, although you could still be getting the audio hallucinations, which would be difficult. So there was also a study from Columbia University that suggested that perhaps the abduction experience is a flashback to previous surgical procedures that a person had. So many of the aspects of an abduction experience, like being naked, having medical procedures done, and feeling like you're in an operating room, match the description pretty well. We don't know 100% what happens when the brain and consciousness of a person, like what happens to it when they're under anesthesia. So it's possible that some of the experience is recorded to memory and can be relived in a dreamlike state later on. In rare cases, mental illness or intentional deception as a result of psychopathy might be to blame. Most people claim to have had an abduction experience don't seem to be suffering from mental illness, though. Suggestibility definitely plays a role. In the past, people have reported being visited by angels and demons, monsters, ghosts, and old hags in the middle of the night, but in recent times, alien imagery has kind of replaced this. So because it's common in science fiction and movies and TV shows, then it's no surprise that aliens, they're popping up more as like a collective unconscious of the society now. So what are some conditions that make you more likely to experience an alien abduction? So there's not much that you can do to prevent yourself from being abducted, but there's definitely specific things that seem to make you more likely to have an abduction experience. So If you're commonly experiencing sleep paralysis, this is a big one. It's believed that sleep paralysis has a genetic component to it. That means if your parents or your other family members have experienced sleep paralysis or hallucinations when waking up, then you're more likely to be prone to it too. And feelings of floating, buzzing noises, flashing lights, or even like somebody's in the room with you, all those can be parts of sleep paralysis that can give the impression that you're being abducted by aliens. And obviously, if the abductions are actually happening, that tends to have a genetic component too, where aliens seem like they tend to keep visiting the kids of parents that were abducted when they were kids too. So that's kind of weird. An interest in UFOs or aliens, interestingly, can cause abductions to be more likely. So if you read or watch a lot of material about aliens, either documentaries or just fiction like movies and stuff, then it's more likely that you're going to have dreams and other nighttime experiences that involve aliens. Just like if you watch a scary movie, it can be hard to go to sleep because you'll convince yourself that something bad is about to happen. So the more you know about the usual alien abduction phenomenon and aliens in general, the more likely it is that your mind is going to like be constantly thinking about them. It's going to impact your thoughts and feelings. It's like, yeah, if I'm like walking around my house in the middle of the night and I'm like, what if there's like a monster in the basement that's about to come up the stairs? Then I can like psych myself up and almost like imagine in my mind a monster coming around the corner. So when you're going into sleep states, you become more susceptible to that kind of thing. So if you're worried about being abducted by aliens, don't watch stuff or think about aliens. Just to go along with your life and try not to take in any alien content that might affect you like that. The other thing is New Age beliefs. So people that are abducted by aliens normally believe in other spiritual, paranormal, or supernatural ideas. This includes stuff like tarot cards, energy healing, astrology, alternative medicine. These people also tend to be more skeptical of scientific explanations for things, but more open to magical or supernatural explanations. The other is just suggestibility. Some people are just more prone to daydreaming and fantasy. They might have more vivid imaginations and memories, and their brains might be better at kind of piecing together things, like little bits of information. They may also have false memories that never happened, but were just suggested to them. So if you're like somebody that could be put into hypnosis easily by a hypnotist, that might be something that makes you more suggestible, and then you might be more impacted by aliens for whatever reason because of that. So basically, by now, there's like millions of people around the world that have experienced an alien abduction phenomenon. Scientists have a hard time either proving or disproving that aliens are behind the experience. Some of the known phenomenon, like sleep paralysis, can definitely provide a reasonable explanation in some of the cases, but not necessarily all of them. If you've woken up with missing time or woken up with like strange surgical marks on your body, it's definitely possible that you've been visited by something not of this world though. But that's it for this episode. If you like the podcast, go ahead and subscribe so you'll get new episodes as soon as they come out. And I will see you guys in the next episode.